Otto Lilienthal was one of the first people to make multiple successful gliding flights, using gliders similar to the one above you and to the small model in front of you. Gliders require some type of airfoil to remain in the air. In the case of this glider, the wings serve as the airfoil. Feel the tops of the wings and contrast the smooth surface to the underside of the wings, where the frame provides structure to the wings. As in many of our first attempts at flight, the structure of early aircraft was modeled after animals. Certain animals that are capable of gliding, like flying squirrels, also have an airfoil. They use membranes between their front and back legs that allow them to glide from treetops, using movements of their tails and legs to steer. In Lilienthal's view, to invent an airplane is nothing. To build one is something. To fly is everything. Lilienthal modeled his flying craft after birds and butterflies and constructed the prototypes from wax, cloth, wire, and willow rods. A typical Lilienthal glider design was comprised of 140 square feet, 13 square meters, of mono-wing surface. Through his studies of birds, he became intent on replicating the flight motions of the seagull because of its extremely broad wing strokes and its ability to sail on the sea breeze. In pursuit of flight, Lilienthal had a conical hill, 45 feet high and 200 feet in diameter, constructed so that he could glide from the top in any direction. He was a pioneer in the field of aviation and ultimately gave his life in this pursuit, dying as the result of injuries sustained in a crash in 1896. Beyond his technical contributions, he sparked aeronautical advancement from a psychological point of view, as well by unquestionably demonstrating with more than 2,000 flights that gliding was possible. We can only imagine the amazement of people seeing him and his glider in flight in magazines and newspapers, seeing a human in flight. He was a great inspiration to the Wright brothers in particular, who learned both from his successes and his setbacks. They adopted his approach of glider experimentation and used his aerodynamic data as a starting point in their own research, and the rest is history.